This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're going all the way until 7 o'clock tonight, full show, because the Rangers have a day off to kind of celebrate that victory, continue to rest up, and get ready to visit the Rays tomorrow right here on The Fan, 6 o'clock pregame. How about some hockey, right? That sucked Thursday, and you know, Friday we talked about it. Over the weekend, the Dallas Stars talked about it, and we have some audio of their post-exit interview media availability. Here is the goalie, Jake Oettinger, on being pulled.
Obviously, wasn't expecting that to happen, but yeah, it was surprising. But you know, the reality is, if you know, I make one or two of those saves, then I'm still playing in the game. So you know, the only way I'm looking at it is, you know, how can I get better from that? How can I you know, make those saves that I've made all playoffs? How do I make them in that game at the start of the game? Give the guys a chance to get their feet under them. And as a goalie, you know, that's your job. So I got to do better than that.
Yeah, I like that kind of accountability. I think DeBoer, you know, when he talked about dudes lost 7 of his last 8 games to this team, there is something to a team just kind of having your number and wanting to try something else. Those weren't fluky goals that you gave up. So I think you could have gone either way with it. It's just one of those no-win situations where as a coach you feel like you got to do something. But I saw a hockey podcast over the weekend.
They panicked, huh? Said he panicked?
Yeah. Do you see that too?
No, I assumed that the national hockey world media, whatever you want to call it, was going to say panic.
Well, these guys were in Calgary, and DeBoer has tormented Calgary, so they got like DeBoer on the brain. This was a Flames podcast anyway. Yeah. They were talking about how a DeBoer called timeout and then didn't actually pull Otter until the timeout was over. So he thought maybe, you know, Otter or DeBoer did not have this planned. He bangs the timeout. He's frustrated. He's talking about stuff. And then either he didn't have the presence of mind to be like, hey, we're benching you, or he just forgot about it in his, you know, panic.
I think
would be the theory.
I think if you go back and look at how they handled the timeout, he immediately stood among his guys and started going off. And then he didn't start the timeout with Otter, you're out.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, he didn't start it that way.
So that wasn't first of mind.
That wasn't first of mind. First of mind was, what the F are we doing out there?
Yeah.
You know, get your head out of you know what.
And maybe he ran out of time to bench
and
Otter.
And then when the timeout was over, he walked down to the end of the bench, and that's where Otter was skating away. And then he yelled, and then everybody brought Otter back, and that's when DeSmith went in. But his initial face to face was with his team, and then it was like, okay, now I'm gonna pull the goalie after he MF'd his team for not doing their jobs.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those deals where losing is toxic, and whatever you do as a coach, whatever decision, if somebody didn't like you or didn't believe in you, then now this is going to be your fault. When, I don't know, can you leave Otter in and be like, dude, if you screw up again, you're done? I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer there, because you've just been losing to Edmonton and giving away high danger chances.
Yeah, there's an interesting article in D Magazine, Sean Shapiro writing about it. He says, according to those around the Stars, this wasn't anything that was just lip service. We'll get to DeBoer at the podium, but in terms of, you know, DeBoer truly believes the difference in the series was in goal, and that Otter was just simply outplayed by Skinner. Hmm. And he got a text from an NHL goalie coach, Sean Shapiro did, writing this article, and this guy was not overly surprised about DeBoer pulling him. He says, if Ottinger stays in that game, honestly, I think they win game five, but it's nothing new. DeBoer is tough on goalies, and it's just a matter of when it comes out. Like, there's a track record of DeBoer in Vegas and different stops where he hammers those goalies pretty good.
Okay, now let's get some of DeBoer here on appreciating Ottinger.
You know what? No one's a bigger fan of Jake Ottinger than me as a person or a goalie. Does that mean that, you know, he can't be coached or he doesn't have growth left in him? Absolutely. He's a young goalie. You know, he's a young goaltender. And, you know, I think, you know, from a coaching perspective, you know, we're 1-7 against that team at this time of year in the conference finals. So, you know, everything's on the table. Lineup decisions, goaltending decisions, you know, system decisions, you know, everything's on the table when you you're looking for some type of way to flip that momentum, because it you know, it's not a small sample size. 1-7 is not a small sample size. So, you know, but that's not just on Jake. That's on our entire group.
I love how he's honest about his guys, though. You know, maybe you'd feel like, I got to protect my guy, or this is too risky. Jake Ottinger's under contract till 2033 for $8 million a year, which is a huge contract. You don't bench that kind of, you know, player lightly. But I just think that's what separates the pretty good coaches from the great ones, is he's willing to do something in these big moments. They're not always going to be right.
Well, what he does is, and I know the ownership came out and said, you know, that his job status, there's no question. This, you know, I don't want to get into the hiring of a coach at this time. You see what's out there kind of bit. We heard ownership say that.
Yeah, they gave DeBoer the vote of confidence.
They did. They absolutely gave him the vote of confidence. The thing about it, though, is that you make that call when you feel like that you're not going to get fired, that you feel like that you have the ownership has your back. You know, now he and probably with Jim Neal probably had his back as well. You know, and so, you know, when you pull one of the top, you know, five goalies in the National Hockey League, that's showing that you've got security. Or it could have been the situation where, listen, if I don't do something now, we lose this series, they might fire me anyway. I don't think there's a lot of security for these coaches, but he seems like a guy that does have some security. And I think that's why he made the move, because he knew that if he pulled Otter, that it was going to be like that ownership would have his back.
For sure. I just wonder where their relationship goes from here. If DeBoer's still going to be here, Otter obviously still going to be here. And he says, he acknowledges in that press conference that they hadn't even talked about it yet.
Yeah.
That feels weird to me.
I'll say this.
You pull your goalie in pretty historic fashion, super quick in a huge game. Yeah. And there's, you don't even talk to him before you end up meeting with reporters again. That just feels kind of weird to me.
The goalie will outlast the coach.
Absolutely.
The goalie will outlast the
coach. But in terms of this season,
yeah,
like, there's going to have to be some level of resolution between these guys. I think it's weird that they're both meeting with the media before they're even meeting with each other.
They might not be. There might not ever be any kind of trust. Like, Ottinger probably not trusting DeBoer, you know. But he also might know exactly what you were talking about with the goalie coaches and stuff, you know, reaching out and saying, hey, this guy has a history, man. Keep your chin up. You know, he's going to be rough on goalies and that kind of thing.
Well, if I have to rank, like, who's better at their job, I trust DeBoer more than Otter. Like, I'm team DeBoer on this one. I thank him for being a coach who is good enough to know that Otter's reputation as an elite goal.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oli is touch and go. That bad boy is on thin ice. He's had some incredible series, Colorado, Winnipeg. There was a series earlier in his career against Calgary. There's been some incredible runs that have built his reputation, but there have also been moments like this. And I want DeBoer to continue to have high standards and accountability for him, because what you're doing right now at 25 years old is not good enough for this Stars team to win a Stanley Cup. We just proved that once again. You know, we're still looking for that. So organizations made a big commitment to him, not going anywhere. The only other thing you have for inspiring him to try to do better is playing time. Okay, how about Jamie Benn on his future in Dallas? What do we think of the captain's quotes here?
You know, I don't see myself going anywhere else. This is all I know. So hopefully we can get something figured out and then I don't have to answer these questions.
Would you want him back as the organization?
Man, it is really tough. I could see it going either way. Obviously, if he knew what his role was, like, hey, you're a fourth line leader guy. You know, I think the leadership is something that is hard to fully understand how important he is from the outside looking in. The inside, they know just how important it is for his presence. But also, how much money are you commanding?
Yeah.
Like the financials here, there's definitely an at the right price kind of deal with Jamie Benn. But I also wonder if they're ready for, hey, a more prominent guy on the ice to take over the captain role.
Time's done.
35 years old, 33 points in 79 games in a limited role. Yeah.
Time's done.
Time's up. I would lean that way. But also, as a third or fourth line guy, if he's going to play for league minimum, you'd probably have a hard time finding a better player. Although at this age, you can get, again, that much worse the next year. And the best GMs, what do? They move on.
Yeah.
Right. In moments like this.
These are the days where it's the fan favorite and everybody wants you to, you know, oh, take care of the guy and all that. These are the tough decisions you have to make. You've had three runs now into the conference finals, not come out the other side, you know, and that's a responsibility. It's on the coach, the goaltender, the captain. It's on all. He does not look like the same player that he's before. And I don't have a roster spot. It's like what CY was talking about. It's about winning. And yes, you've had some winning here, a lot of winning, but you haven't got over the hump with him as the captain in these things. So I think the skills have diminished. I think it's time to move on from this particular player.
Okay, let's see what one of Wooly's favorite players, Matt Duchene, has to say here about Jamie Benn.
I mean, you want to talk about kind of immortal type statue out front of the rink type person and player and leader. That's Jamie Benn. That's probably the best way I can put it. I got to know him even better this year. We spent a lot of time together. Had so many good times, and I hope those good times keep going for both of us together. And I think it'd be a crime, you know, if he's not a Dallas Star for life. And I'd be shocked if it went. I don't know. Like, we haven't talked about it, so there's no, that's not any insider anything there. But so don't read into that. But we, you know, he bleeds, you know, he bleeds green, and he's going to go down as one of the greatest Dallas Stars to ever play, you know, for a long, long time. And, you know, hopefully he's able to continue his career, and he's still a great player, and he brings so much to the table for us, more than people would know, more than I knew before I got here.
Very tough decision for Jim. You know, you can also include their cap situation, their draft pick situation over the next 4 years. They do not have a first round pick. Like, how are you going to replace any player that goes out that door? I think they have $6-7 million in cap space. And I'm glad Jim Neal is one of the best GMs in hockey, because it's going to take that to make this team better. Okay, Frank Ragnow retiring from the Detroit Lions sent a shockwave across the NFC and the NFL. I think he played 7 seasons at a very high level. Brian was talking about how, you know, he's one of the great athletic centers in the game right now. Chief had the stat, their EPA, or a fancy analytic, they went from like 3rd to 23rd with Ragnow on and off the field last year. So this could impact the conference pretty big. I still remember how massively things changed when Travis Frederick announced that he had that Guillain-Barré syndrome, and they'd never recovered.
Yeah, especially when it's just this late into the offseason, you don't really have any recourse to replace this dude. And he's the best run blocking center in the sport.
Yeah.
He's a clear cut top 2 or 3 center overall in the league.
Yes.
And yeah, when he hasn't been there, I mean, they go from a 3rd in success rate to 23rd when he's off the field. They go from 1st in EPA per play to 12th when he's not on the field. And then you combine that with losing your offensive coordinator and a litany of members on that coaching staff. That's going to be a really tough thing to overcome.
Okay, speaking of overcoming, Deion Sanders on the pre-draft reports of Shedeur Sanders, he says, it did hurt, but the Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Says there was some foolish stuff that went on, but that gave them something that they needed. Sanders said on the most recent episode of the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast, hosted by former NFL corner Asante Samuel Sr., said, like that edge that Tom had, Tom Brady, it gave them the edge that you had. It gave them the edge that I have. Folks, we weren't going to be nothing, but we had to prove that. It gave them the edge that they needed, both of them. So he's not only talking about Shedeur, but also Shiloh Sanders. And he particularly took offense to report that Shedeur wore headphones during meetings with NFL teams. When you sit up there and say something like he went into a meeting unprepared, said Shedeur Sanders, who had like 6 different offensive coordinators, who is still functioning and leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he was unprepared? You're going to tell me he had on headphones? Anybody who knows my son understands he's a pro. He's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Come on now. So appreciate that feedback. I mean, that just, you know, that's you can relate to that as a parent, you know, seeing your kid under attack on that stage. Be one thing to be attacked myself. I mean, for Deion especially. I know I'm great. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say. You know, nobody can out-talk me. Nobody can out-play me in pretty much any sport. It just feels powerless when the world is out to get your kid. You know, I remember the first time I took my kid like 3 or 4 years old. This is Abby back in the day, to this ice cream spot that had a playground, right? And like older kids were just like refusing to play with her and teasing her a little bit, like 7 or 8 year olds, you know, like how kids do. And that made me so angry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No question.
Like, these kids think they are.
Waking up Papa Bear all of a sudden on the playground.
Yeah.
But I guess he's alluding to the chip on the shoulder.
Yes.
Being a giant one for Shedeur. Absolutely. There's no question that bad things happen. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, I'm so thankful for that bad thing based on where I'm at now that propelled me.
It's hard to take anything off of OTAs, but I do feel like this is heading in a pretty good direction with him in Cleveland, right, playing? We're not hearing anything
Everything's fine. They have a very large quarterback room, though. But you got a quarterback in, you know, that's, you know, Joe Flacco is basically saying, I'm not here to hold kids' hands. So he's already kind of drawn the line in the sand.
Yeah, yeah. He had a great media session. You know,
did he really?
Dude, he
doesn't
was like,
want to play.
I see why you guys are asking this question. There's no right way for me to answer it. So what do you want me to do here? We'll hit the expressway. Couple interesting Cowboy stories coming out of the weekend. We'll take a look for you for any relevant breaking news, and then we'll get to the G-Bag of the Day coming up here at 5:30. And we're back with that here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.